My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we're going to talk about how we grow our podcast to 5 million downloads a month. So as of this recording, we're about 2 million downloads a month right now for Marketing School. Thank you all for listening for these last 5 years or so. Neil and I are very grateful for that. Neil's nodding with gratefulness. So Neil, let's jump into this one. This one should be fun because we're going to talk about some tactics that we'd use in an ideal world that we're not doing right now. So in an ideal world.
Yeah. So the first thing that we would do, we know that this has worked for, is it Jordan? I forgot his last name.
Harbinger.
There you go. One tactic that's worked for him really well is he just does ads on other people's podcasts, and telling people to subscribe to your podcast through advertising is a great way to blow up really fast. Another thing that I think we would do if it was ideal world is we would interview more people on our podcast that have massive followings and have them promote it and do email blasts, push notification blasts, social media mentions. Those tactics would help us grow much faster. And then the third thing would be is we would start talking about more broader subjects. If you just talk about marketing, it's a big market, but there's only so many people that are interested in learning about marketing. We probably start talking about entrepreneurship more. And when you also can bring on celebrities and talk about their story, you just naturally will get more listens for that as well.
Cool. And by the way, feel free to tweet at me if you have a guest that would be really interesting. We've been having some pretty interesting guests on recently. What I would say is we could do a better job of asking them to share and preparing the assets for them. So if there's like a short video or whatever that's from that interview, they can share it, or they can share the podcast interview. You just want to make it very easy where they could just click it and they could just share it. and podcast networks too. So Neil mentioned podcast ads, but really it's just getting awareness on other podcasts, right? So the HubSpot podcast network is interesting because I think according to their studies, anyone that's part of the network has grown their podcast about 76%. So that network includes My First Million. Sam Parr has been on this podcast. He actually spoke at our event recently. And John Lee Dumas is in that network as well. And so my point is, if you don't have the money to spend on podcast ads, what you could do is, let's say you have a personal growth type of podcast. Can you partner with a couple of other personal growth podcasts that are around the same size, maybe a little bigger than you, make a network where you guys are promoting each other all the time? That's almost the same thing as a podcast ad, right? Because you're just reading off of it and then you don't need to spend money there. So if you have a really good business or marketing podcast, by the way, and you have a couple hundred thousand dollars a month, let us know. Maybe we'll make a network ourselves over here. So there's that. Now, yeah. Go ahead, Neil.
And when Eric mentioned the networks, it's not just HubSpot. iHeartRadio has a massive popular network. And if you're part of their network, they'll send ad impressions on other popular podcasts and drive you downloads from that as well.
Yeah, stay tuned for that one. So email ads too. So again, where's the attention? Podcast ads are native. That makes sense. But email ads too. Can you go to like a Morning Brew, for example, or can you go to like a Hustle and can you do ads that way? Can you go on other podcasts too? So can you be interviewed on other podcasts and at the very end say, oh, where's the best place to find you? Oh, you can just listen to our podcast, Marketing School. Like easy, simple to understand, right? And sometimes like when I'm at networking events, I don't know what you do, Neil. You probably don't go to many network events, but when people ask me what I do, I just say I'm a podcaster. Just makes it easy that way, especially for these like tech ones. You want to say something?
I don't go to networking events, but when I do, I usually just say I'm struggling entrepreneur.
I love that.
Wants to talk with me.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a mutual friend that says he's a blogger and everyone becomes disinterested. They don't want to talk to him anymore. But so I just say I'm a podcaster.
Or my favorite is, oh, I'm just in between things. You know, I'm trying to figure out what I want to do.
I'm looking for opportunities.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah. We actually ran a test recently. I had wrote a tweet thread myself of a Marketing School episode, and Neil retweeted it and it got about 25,000 impressions on it, right? So we're probably going to do that more. I'm probably going to delegate that out to someone on the team, and we're just going to write tweet threads for every single episode that we have. And then Neil can pop in from time to time and just retweet it. That will get more reach, right? That's really utilizing the audiences that we have. And that also leads to more LinkedIn threads too. Can we do more threads on LinkedIn and pop those up too, right? What hasn't worked that well is trying to repurpose these for like TikTok or short form. Those suck. So yeah. Anything else,
people
Neil?
People don't want podcast content and popped on YouTube.
Yep. Yep. They want it, but it's like, they want it in like quick insight nugget format, right? When it's like, it takes a while to get to the point, like yeah. It's not going to work.
They want it like in shorts.
Yep. Yep. Anything else, Neil?
That's it.
All right. If you guys have any ideas, you want to collaborate with us on this type of stuff, ideally your reach is a couple hundred thousand or so. We can figure out a way to collaborate because we want to continue to grow this podcast. And that is it for today. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.